And joining me now on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers, among other things, politics in the Fort Smith region. Michael, it's not Thursday, our usual day, but thanks for taking a few minutes.
Not a problem.
An election cycle ago, you and I would have had some interest in this and let it go. But now, with the new 4th District extending into Madison, Sebastian, Crawford, Newton counties, this is in both of our backyards, isn't it?
It is almost literally in my backyard, Kyle, where I live here in Fort Smith. But yes, you know, Ross announcing he's not going to run certainly opens up all kinds of political possibilities. It's really the first, it is the first discussion we will have statewide about how the new lines affect politics. And so it comes much sooner, obviously with his announcement early, it comes much sooner than we thought. And it is a time, I think if you remember, Kyle, business and political leaders, especially here in the Fort Smith area, in Crawford and Sebastian, Franklin, Logan, when those lines were thrown at us, you know, a lot of people, they didn't like them, and they are funny-looking lines. I mean, you can't get away from that fact, but they try to put a happy face on it, a good spin, and said, well, this could give us an opportunity in the future to have two congressmen from this area. You know, if we get a third district congressman maybe from Fort Smith or West Crawford County and a fourth district congressman from South Sebastian County or over in Logan or Franklin, you know, this gives us potential to have two congressmen. And we had that previously with the other lines, but this is more pronounced. So here we go, and I think I'm working on a story maybe to push out to the City Wire later this afternoon just about that issue.
On the City Wire right now, you have a list of potential candidates that both Democrat and Republicans might put up, and there are some familiar names in there, including Will Rockefeller, the son of the late Lieutenant Governor Win Rockefeller, who speculated might run for the GOP nomination. I'm sure that this speculative list, which on thecitywire.com has about a dozen names, is going to grow over the next few months.
I suspect it will. You know, anytime you have an open seat for a U.S. House seat, it attracts a lot of people because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that often. So it will attract quite a bit. If you remember, I think there were 8 Republicans that entered the primary when Bozeman left to run for the Senate, when he left the 3rd District seat. So, you know, that was quite a pack. So we'll see the same thing on both sides. Interestingly enough, the names that pop up now, though, Kyle, don't include anyone from the Fort Smith area, from Franklin or Logan or Crawford or South Sebastian County,
yes,
or Madison up in Newton. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops. You know, sometime back, Steve Breedlove, who was a state representative, from the Greenwood area, he was an up-and-coming leader in the House. He was talked about as being having a political future. And then that 2010 sweep, that Obama backlash, or whatever we want to call it, which Republicans, you know, swept to the House and swept a lot of Arkansas seats, Breedlove was defeated. And which was a surprise to a lot of people because he had always been popular in his district. I said all that to say he's about the only one right now that pops up as a possibility for Democrats in this area to run for that seat.
A chance that we should probably watch to see who might move from Springdale or Bentonville or Fort Smith to maybe Greenwood or Huntsville?
Well, you know, this is between now and the election for this, you know, anything can happen in politics, and a week is a long time in politics, much less 16, 15, 14 months, whenever of course, we'll have primaries before then, but a lot can happen. People can move. Names can pop up. I mean, you know, if you would have told me a year before some of the political changes that happened prior to 2010, if you would have told me just a year, maybe even 9 months before then, that Blanche Lincoln, for example, Senator Lincoln, would have a primary runoff against the lieutenant governor, and that Bozeman then would beat her in a hands down, I would have wondered what you were smoking. So anything can happen, especially in Arkansas politics.
Okay, with that in mind, anything can happen. Can the Democrats hang on to the 4th District? By most accounts, people think it went more Republican with the redistricting. Mike Ross was a Blue Dog Democrat, not seen as one of the more liberal members of the Democratic Party. Is there a chance the Democrats can hang on?
Well, I think so, and I've talked to several people about this all over the state, and I think the consensus opinion, and of course there are opinions on all sides, but I think the consensus opinion is that if the Democrats want to hold on to that seat, two primary things will have to happen. One, the Democrats will have to find someone like Ross, who is a moderate, who's almost a conservative. I mean, Ross, in almost any other world, any other universe, would be a Republican. So they're going to have to find someone like Ross who can articulate his message. Ross was a good politician. Let's not discount the fact. He's a good street-level, shaking hands, kissing babies politician. So the Democrats are going to have to find someone like that. I think the second thing I'm hearing is that if the Republicans put up, you know, a hardline Tea Party-type candidate for that district, then the moderate Democrat, the conservative Democrat, will win. But if the Republicans put up a moderate, you know, is more pro-business, not as to the right on the Republican spectrum, that Republican could give a Democrat a run for their money.
And finally, was yesterday the first day of the race for governor 2014?
I think it is. I mean, you know, Congressman Ross, I mean, to his credit, he's made no secret of his interest, and he even included it in his statement. And, you know, I think the political wins are that it'll likely come down to, or it could come down to a good hard-fought primary between Mr. Ross and Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel. That's kind of the street thinking right now. And there's some other Democrats that may get in. It's even mentioned that former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter may get back in that race. So that is going to be one heck of a Democratic primary. It's going to be interesting because we have not had a good primary on the Democrat side because, you know, Governor Beebe has been so strong. So this will definitely step up the interest level to a whole nother level.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, which covers politics and more in the Fort Smith region. And you'll be updating this story throughout the day and throughout the week, right?
Well, at least today, and then there may be a couple stories, but yes, sir.
All right. Michael, thank you.
You're welcome.